Now, Ursula, when Beatrice doth come, as we do trace this alley up and down, our talk must only be of Benedick. When I do name him, let it be thy part to praise him more than ever man did merit. My talk to thee must be how Benedick is sick in love with Beatrice. For look where Beatrice like a lapwing runs, close by the ground to hear our conference.
But are you sure that Benedick loves Beatrice so entirely?
So says the prince.
And did they bid you tell her of it, madam?
They did entreat me to acquaint her of it. But nature never framed a woman's heart of prouder stuff than that of Beatrice.
Sure, I think so. And therefore, certainly, it were not good she knew his love, lest she make sport at it. Yet tell her of it. Hear what she will say.
No, rather I will go to Benedick, and counsel him to fight against his passion.
Oh, do not do your cousin such a wrong. She cannot be so much without true judgment as to refuse so rare a gentleman as Signor Benedick.
Indeed, he hath an excellent good name.
She is limed, I warn you. We have caught her, madam.
If it proves so, then loving goes by haps. Some Cupid kills with arrows, some with traps.